You don't run pop if you dare.
I do. It's in the other room. Can we grab it?
I can. Where? I want to put it in this other room.
I can grab it. I'm closer. It's in this room back here.
Oh, it's in the room back here. Yeah, I want to put it over there because I feel I can hear somebody shuffling around on that hard floor over there.
Did that light come on? Can't see it from here.
This one.
The flashlight?
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yes, if there's anybody here.
Oh, okay.
Which
light?
This one.
This one here.
Oh, I didn't see that. On the other side.
I saw it.
Just right in, right outside that door on the right.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like there's somebody walking right on the other side of the door when I'm standing. What's that? No, I know. It sounds like it's on the hard floor. Like shuffling feet. Josh, did you just breathe out?
I probably did.
Did
yeah,
you?
He did.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard that too. Did you just breathe?
I did. I did it.
How dare you?
What a jerk. If you're in that room next to us, we just put a device in there. It's not going to hurt you at all, but it will make a noise. Oh, there's a light.
Light.
Hello? Did you find the light? I'm happy to see that we haven't scared you off. Can you do me a favor and turn the light off? Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. So again, we're not here to frighten you in any way. You'll see this device, the device that we just put out, the flashlight that you're interacting with, is not hurting you, so we appreciate you trying. Would you be willing to talk to me using that flashlight? Can you turn the flashlight on again if you'd be willing to communicate with that?
It's okay. They're giving us something.
So like settled me. Or like settled. Everyone here in. And now like well here, it's just a different vibe. Because I don't know if I'll make trying to stay out of here or not.
Jack, what is this guy? What does this tell us?
This K2 meter?
No.
It senses energy changes.
So it's an EMF detector. So green is baseline, like with all single light when things interact with it. And they're used to find wires and walls. They're nothing paranormal things.
Has it went from, I saw it jump a few times, but has it gone past green?
I think yellow. Just once.
Maybe they're going to find it as well.
They went out for that.
What was that?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a bird cage.
Mm-hmm.
A cage right there. Mm-hmm.
Tennis ball cage.
Oh,
yeah, my fault.
You can put it on a tab. Just like half a rolling tab of all the things we pack in.
Flash right again.
Are you trying to get my attention? Came up right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have it.
Oh, the other one's there too.
Is it?
A little.
Oh, yeah, it is. Hmm. I looked at K2 meter, I don't know if the table's going much. It's going up a couple. See it?
Over here.
Mm-hmm. Right in front of the lights.
It's right, it's on this side.
Oh, it's on that side and over here.
Oh, it's over here too. Are you finding our tools?
Feel them out. Take your time. We're going to be here for a little bit, so you don't have to rush. Ooh, hello. I jumped a couple things. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and try them. You're doing an awesome job. We appreciate you. I just got an image in my head all of a sudden. It's an older lady. She has like shortish white hair. Like not like a bob, but kind of like a bob kind of thing. And I saw her standing right over here.
Oh.
Hello. Hello. So that's something I'm working on right now, guys, just for your
right here too. It's like circling the table. This one right here.
And that's what this is where I wish Aaron was here, because Aaron and I both work off of visions like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's dancing. Red.
Oh, at the red.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're hitting on both sides.
It was red. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Are you the woman that I just saw in my head? So when I have images like that come into my head, I'm trying to be more vocal about them, because I never used to get those.
Mm-hmm, that's good, yeah.
And Aaron and I were working on that as a team, where we both have been confirming things, and Aaron will write things down that she sees, and then I say what I see, and I'm actually saying what she's writing down without actually seeing it. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
So you've successfully got our attention here, and we're going to bring in some other equipment that's going to make it a little bit easier for you to talk to us. We see you.
Oh, is that going off too?
A little light's coming on.
The K2's going off over here too.
Yeah.
Will you eventually ask a name?
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. I'd like to do that with a speaking device.
Yes, yeah.
See if we can get anything through that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because your description's not wrong.
I'm trying to explain what I'm seeing. So I see she's like a shorter woman, probably like this high. Maybe like right in here somewhere. Her hair is not like down to her shoulders, but it kind of comes around like almost like poofy-ish. It's kind of hard to explain what I'm seeing. But I feel like she's standing here. She's not hiding, but she's not also not like
participatory.
You know, right in the middle of everything. She's kind of just like in the photo I can see in my head. She's like kind of just standing here, like hanging out.
Yeah.
And it looks like she's wearing. It's almost like a. It's not a dress, but it's. She almost has like a jacket on around the top, and then the under part is like a real flowy kind of fabric.
The outfit that you see them in, is that the outfit that they passed in, or is it just random?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I think that's a really good question, and I don't know. Because we have not, I've never pieced things together. I haven't pieced things together yet that, like, you know, tie it to somebody that we can ask those kind of questions. to say like when she passed or when this person passed, were they wearing this or were they buried in this or whatever. So it's a good question. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, I imagine it would be circumstantial to a person whether they happen to die in something. It's probably something special to them, probably something they feel good or comfortable.
Yeah, they feel comfortable in it. That would be my feeling on it, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's my guess.
And I would love to have that closure on that, like to close that, like that mental loop, so I can tell you one way or another.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like the death lock in the wardrobe.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. Let's put it this way. I don't want to wear what I die in for the rest of my life because I'm probably going to do something.
Like pajamas or something from the hospital.
Well, that would be cool if it was pajamas, but I don't want to. I also want to be able to change. So, are you ready to start telling us some things about yourself? Quick flash on YouTube. Can you give us a definite response on the K2? Can you light it up to a yellow, either of them, either the one on my side or the one on the opposite side? Can you light one of those K2s up to a yellow to let us know that you want to start talking with us?
You should explain it as the green light device.
Flashlights on.
You like K2?
What's that?
You say describe it as the green light device. She wouldn't know what a K2 is. She'd be like,
"What did I say K2?
What is he talking about?"
I'm trying not to do that. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
K2.
If you're ready to start answering some of our questions, can you go near the green light? See, every time I start to say that thing, can you go near one of the green lights and light up a higher color on it for us? I guess they are our most important. Part of us being here is keeping you comfortable. We don't want to scare you in any way, so we don't want to force you out of your comfort.